one of our NRL Nation commentators. He is a wild thing, and he's on the line, Mark Spud Carroll. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How many points am I? I'm only four behind now.
Yeah, you're only four behind. You got five last weekend, and I got four. Yeah. So you're narrowing the gap. The gap, mate.
There we go.
Two rounds to go. Obviously, one of the hot topics has been the bunker and what people describe as the inconsistency of bunker rulings. I think there are eight of the refs that rotate through the bunker. People reckon for consistency, maybe they should cut that back to four. Your thoughts on the bunker, Mark?
Yeah, less heads, less worries. Sorry, instead of rules. I think maybe honestly, paying a little bit more money, because maybe get some people who know what they're doing, like a Bill Harrigan, bring him out, let him go and do a few games, especially leading up. We can't have any indifference in these semis. Over the weekend was a joke, some of the information they kept handing out.
Yeah. The Penrith Melbourne Storm, I should say, premiers again, the fifth time in the last decade, which is an amazing record that Melbourne have finished minor premiers. They keep on keeping on. They're so consistent.
Yeah, they certainly are, Richard. Also, now they've been copying it, saying they're resting 11 players. Well, so they should. Like years ago, when we used to have the top five. It was minor premiers have a week off. Okay, here's that week off. But if you go thinking, we're playing a second string Melbourne side, which, mate, they've proven this year how good they are.
Yep, well, look, you're calling the game tonight with Tim Manor and Joel Kane. All the action right here from around 7 o'clock. It's up in Townsville. Yeah. The Cowboys take on Melbourne. As you said, they've rested 11 players. Grant Anderson's been named at halfback alongside Cameron Munster, and three players named to make their NRL debut. Game one of round 26 in the NRL. I'll go with the Cowboys, the home team.
I'm in catch-up mode. I'm going to Melbourne. I'm hoping North Queensland think we're playing a second string side, and that's when they're at their best.
Yeah, well, Jason Tamalolo's back, and Jeremiah Nanai from the Cowboys, which is and veteran Kyle Felt and Jake Granville. I think it's their last home game for the club, so they've got a lot to play for tonight. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they certainly have, yeah.
Yeah, you're going Melbourne. All right, the early game tomorrow at a cool stadium, and you're calling that one again too tomorrow. You're going to be a busy boy this weekend, mate.
No, crazy, isn't it?
Along with Tim Manor and Jimmy Smith, the Bulldogs take on Manly. Cameron Seraldo's named Jacob Carras in the centres to replace suspended skipper Stephen Crichton. Josh Curran's back from injury. No Kurt Mann due to a broken collarbone. And Tommy Talau and Matt Lodge are back for your old team, minus Corey Waddell out with suspension. I'm going to go with the home team, the Bulldogs.
I'll go for Manly. I think they've got to be at their best because the Bulldogs are on a roll. But, mate, who knows? Turbo's ready to actually explode. And I reckon we've seen the best of what he could do last week. He can go better and Manly can win.
Yeah, all righty. It's going to be an interesting one, this one. Okay, the late game tomorrow night, the Panthers at home at Bluebet Stadium to the Rabbitohs, and Penrith looking to bounce back following the shock loss to the Raiders last week and welcoming a few players back from injury, while Souths are minus Cam Murray for the remainder of the season. Yeah. I'll go with the Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers at home, they hardly lose at home, and it's all about momentum. They've certainly got to start getting their foot down now.
Yeah, Parramatta take on the Dragons. Oh, look, interesting. Just back to Panthers. They're demanding to know why Greg Alexander and Royce Simmons haven't been included in the NRL's Hall of Fame. Do you agree with them? You reckon they should be there?
I'd say Greg Alexander is probably one of the best players I've ever seen. I thought he was in, so no, he should be there very soon.
Yeah, all righty. Okay, the Parramatta Dragons game, which is the early game on Saturday at CommBank. Parramatta obviously desperate to cause an upset if there's any chance of avoiding the wooden spoon and the red V. They lost to the Sharks last week. They've got a win to stay in eighth place. I'm going with the Dragons.
Oh, we'll go Parramatta, home ground. I think they want to show their fans that they are a side which should do better. Next year it will be.
Okay, the middle game up at Suncorp, the local derby between the Dolphins and the Broncos, which should be, this could be the game of the round. It'll be a beauty. The season on the line for both teams, with only obviously only one side to keep their finals chances alive. The Finns minus Nicarima and Bromwich, with O'Sullivan and Nichols in their place, and Brisbane's Payne Haas has been named in the extended squad. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Dolphins. I'm going with the Broncos now. I think, I could agree with you. I think Marston was the apprentice, that being Bennett and Walters. For the Broncos, we'll see how best for the Payne Haas, massive inclusion. I'll go to the Broncos.
You're going to the Broncos. Right, yeah. And the late game, the 7:30 game on Saturday, the Sharks take on the Warriors at PointsBet Stadium. Good news for Cronulla fans. Nicho Hynes named in the reserve to return from injury. Katoa's back from a head knock. Jesse Ramian's been suspended for a match. Due to the bye next week, the Warriors, it'll be their final NRL match for Sean Johnson. I'm going to go with the home team, the Sharkies.
Yeah, Sharks hard to beat home.
Yeah.
Hard to beat.
Two games on Sunday. The early game, 2 o'clock here at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights have to win. And I'm going with the Knights, must win. And of course, we've got the Dolphins for the final home game the week after. But Bradman Best back in the centres after that hamstring injury. And Dylan Lucas will replace Tyson Frizzell, who's out thanks to concussion. I'm going with the home team, the Knights.
I'm in catch-up mode. I'm going the opposite. I need a bit of luck. I think I might find it this weekend. So next week, I reckon I will be even.
All righto.
Game time.
Yeah, okay, all righty. It's the Voice for Mining Family Day too at McDonald Jones Stadium on Saturday. And, okay. Of course, it's Father's Day, very important day. And the final game, round 26 in the NRL, the 4 o'clock game, the telly game, the Roosters take on the Raiders. Trent Robinson has named Spencer Lenu to replace, once again, the suspended Jared Warira Hargraves. Boy, oh boy, he's got a record as long as your arm, hasn't he, JWH?
I'll tell you what, wherever he hits, he gets 3 weeks. So if they want to win the comp, which I think they're a big chance, he's missing, I think, first semi, but if they get some sort of momentum going into there, Spencer replacing him, which I love, I'll go the Roosters.
You're going the Roosters. Well, we concur on that one. I'm going the Roosters as well.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, mate. Good calling on the weekend. You've got to be busy. And happy Father's Day for Sunday too.
Yeah, to all the fathers out there up in Newcastle, happy Father's Day. And talk next weekend.
Look forward to that, mate. Good calling on the weekend. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 26 in the NRL. It kicks off tonight up in Townsville. The Cowboys take on the Storm, and as I said, you can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock. Mark will be calling the game with Tim Manor and Joel Kane.